Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I am your host, Deanna Dessa, and welcome to Rise in Love with You Radio. I do apologize for the delay, for there was just a few, some technical difficulties, but you already know, we just work through that, get through it one step at a time. So, welcome to Rise in Love with You Radio. I am Deanna Dessa. I am an inspirational speaker, self-love coach, author, writer of LOL Lessons of Life, and a style influencer. And just introduce you to the radio segment. I'm going to start off with a quote about love. This comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8. And this is from the International Version. Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not only angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. And I just want you to take that with you as we go along this today's episode of Rise in Love with You. So again, my name is Deanna Dessa. I am just to give you a bit of background about myself and where I am today, I have decided to venture out on my quest to become an inspirational speaker. It's something that I've always wanted to do for a long time, and now I've just really mustered up the courage to do so. I am a self-love coach that comes from me having issues with loving myself growing up, really understanding who I am, my self-worth, and what love really is. So I have come through a lot of trial and error to get to where I am now. And so now I'm spreading that with the world and on a mission to inspire others on how to rise in love with themselves, regardless of what they go through. And why I use the term rise is because why do you want to fall? Falling is a negative. We always, always rise. So rise, not fall. Rise in love with you, regardless of what you go through. I am an author, yes, of LOL Lessons of Life. And what I did with that is I took 20 life lessons that I actually learned along the way and wrote it down in my journal. So I have this journal now of, I think, about 12 years. 2003 it began. And I just kept writing and writing, and I went through it and picked out the top 20 lessons that I've learned and put it all together there. And there you have it, LOL Lessons of Life. And I am a style influencer, yes, okay? I am fabulous. I got style, maybe because of me being born in London, UK, big up, where there was just so much fashion influence, like style. It was cool to just be yourself, just to be keep it real with yourself, to use that with your own style. And, yeah, so I've just always been around it, and I love it, and that's where I get, you know, my style from. So, yeah, so that's all the good things about me today, where I'm at today. However, it was a journey to get to where I am right now. And there were times, I don't know, where do I begin? Okay, let's begin with the beginning, okay? My childhood was amazing. I had a great, awesome, awesome childhood, like just full of fun, full of friends, full of just phenomenal, phenomenal experiences day to day. And however, there was just one cloud hanging over my head every single day where I was just, you know, basically victimized, long story short. And this experience caused me to question myself and who I am from a tender age, like a tender age of who I am and what my self-worth is, what my role is in my own life and where I'm going and what to do or what not to do and who to do. and who not to do. And I didn't know these things, so I just basically went through life without even knowing nothing, nothing about nothing, and just did what I thought was the right thing to do. And it was hard. So fast forward to about maybe 13 years old, I come to America. I'm living in America from England, and I'm living it up. What? I'm in America. Everybody from outside of America understands where I'm coming from. Because when you say you're going to America, you're either in your mind, you're either going to Hollywood or you're going to Brooklyn. It's like either or. It's just glamour or it's just straight gangster. So, but whatever it was for me, I was all good with that because I'm glamorous. I just thought, you know, I just wanted the best of the best anyway, but didn't quite know how or even know if I was even worth it, to have the glamour and whatever. Or, you know, I would just thought I could just get down with the gangsters, like, whatever, but it's America, whatever. So, you know, I met some friends as I came to America, and, you know, I'm lucky because I got around some good people, some good girls, a good clique that helped me to define myself as an adolescent at that time, but also the other influences that I was experiencing with males wasn't good. I came across many that used me to their advantage, and I didn't even know at the time that it was using, because I was just doing what I thought was the best thing to do and enjoying it at the same time, and didn't really have anybody or an adult telling me what was the right or the wrong thing to do. So I just did it, and, you know, doing it whatever. So I went through, this was from about maybe, you know, my teenage years. And then I realized also during that time I didn't even understand my own beauty at that time. I honestly thought I was ugly. Like, me looking at my face now, I was like, how in the hell did this happen? I thought I was ugly. I thought that I just had no worth, that I just was down and out. I mean, I went from living in one place in England to living in many, many different places in America, just lost, just going and just going. Anyhow, so now fast forward to graduating from high school. I graduated with high school knowing that I had to go into college, right? But not really knowing what the hell I was going to college for, because, again, I didn't have that guidance. And I want you to realize that guidance, or that I'm using guidance in my story, because it's very, very important to have this in life, period. And we know that. But I'm placing an emphasis on my, absence of it and how I ended up where I am today. So, you know, I went to college. I ended up quitting. And maybe my sophomore year, because, I didn't know what the hell I was doing, where I was going, what made me happy, what, you know. So I was depressed. I didn't even know at the time, though, but I was actually depressed looking back at it. And mind you, I had all of these things going on in my head from my childhood. So I'm traveling from place to place, bouncing around, sleeping with different people, being around different people, smoking weed, you know, drinking. I never did any other drug. You know, worse than weed, if you want to say weed is a drug or whatever. But I never did anything worse than that, because I was always conscious about the way that I looked and wanted to look better, because in my eyes, as I said, I just was not a pretty girl growing up. But I was absolutely beautiful. And I went through all of these struggles and all of these turmoils, jumping from one place to another, bouncing from job to job, and having no direction. And I will get have more depth into my story as we go along, as we follow this program on a weekly basis. But, you know, that's it for now. So I just came to a point in life where I was just sick and tired of going through stuff and just letting things determine who I was as a person. You know, letting people, whatever people think about me, determine how I felt about myself, whatever job I had, determine what I feel about myself, or whatever, you know, material possessions that I had. I was sick and tired of it. I just knew that, you know, I was living a life of ups and downs, emotional roller coasters. Today I like myself, today I don't like myself. Today I think I can make it, tomorrow I think I can't make it. today life is good, tomorrow life is bad. And this ups and downs will always come from other outside circumstances in my life, whether it's other people, whether it's situations. And I became literally exhausted from not even knowing. I went through things like, you know, not having any money to even pay the freaking rent. I went through situations where, you know, dealing with the wrong people that just brought me pure poison and negativity in my life. Yes, I went through it. I went through not even knowing what the hell I was going to eat or put on my table. I went through just, you know, the things that, you know, we all go through it. I went through it too. Yes, I look fabulous today, but I definitely went through it as well. And so that brings me around to this whole Rise and Love With You movement. So as I said, I just got fed up of it, sick and tired of it. And I said, you know what? I just asked the universe. I said, you know, God, show me what I'm supposed to do. What is my purpose in life? Where am I going? What am I supposed to do? So I've been on a 10-year quest to find this out, only to discover that everything I'm supposed to do is everything that I am. Everything that I love is what I'm supposed to do. I love speaking. That's just a natural thing for me. I love that. Therefore, I'm an inspirational speaker. I love to write, therefore I'm an author. I love style, therefore I am a style influencer. And that is my purpose, is what I am living for day to day. So I say that to say to you, in order to rise in love with you, become one and embrace your natural qualities, your natural character. What are the things that you love? Think about it. What are the things that you love to do? What characteristics do you see in others that you completely admire? Because guess what? Whatever you see in others is actually what resides in you. I hope that you got that. Let me just say that again. Whatever you admire about other people is a form of expression trying to express itself through you. You already have that quality that you admire in other people. Therefore, that is the quality that you are to hold close to you and cultivate and use as your purpose and share it with other people. I know it sounds a bit more easier said than done, because guess what? You have to muster up the courage to do this. Everybody tells you to keep it real. It's so easy, just be yourself. But it's not. It's hard. It's really hard when you face so much opposition. It's really hard when you're going along and you're questioning yourself about whether you can do it. But I'm here to tell you that once you actually begin and start to do it, it becomes so much easier. The hardest part is getting up the hill. It's an uphill struggle. It's an uphill battle. You go and you strive and you're moving slowly but surely, but you're just going, you know, you're not stopping. Then it gets to the point of ease. I don't want to say comfort, because we don't necessarily want to be in our comfort zone ever, not for too long. So as you're going up the hill to become yourself and to rise in love with yourself, it's hard at the beginning, but as you go and go and go at the top, it gets easier and easier and easier. You stop caring about what people have to say. You stop listening to what you have to say about yourself. That's very important. And you keep your eye on the prize, and it gets easier. Your goal becomes clearer, and the final destination becomes closer. And excuse me, I'm kind of blocked up. I'm in New England. It's the time of the year. It's the weather and all of that. So I sound a bit stuffy. But it is what it is. We got to keep going, right? So I said all of that to say, I have managed to rise in love with me today. Today is a new day. Today I am, and I'm owning up to who I am, and that's Dion Edessa. Biatch. I just had to say that. You know, so it is what it is. Let's just keep going. So to introduce, that was the introduction of me and my background and why I do what I do, and to keep going. But my real mission is that every person understands and embraces their own natural power and beauty, regardless of their past or current circumstances. I just gave you my little background about myself and a brief history about myself, and this is what I have turned. I have turned a negative into a positive. And I'm now harnessing that, embracing it, and giving it back to you and sharing it with you. And I am spreading this with the entire world, period, at a time. Today I am overlooked. Tomorrow I am overbooked. And that's just it. I have to keep going. I've been overlooked in so many circumstances as I'm on the mission to rise in love with you. Up until yesterday, I was overlooked. It shit. That hurts my ego. It does. But whatever. My ego is my ego. I'll just keep going. Because I know one day, they're going to say, oh, that's that rise in love with you, girl. I knew she can do it. Oh, you knew I can do it now, but you didn't know I can do it then, right? But it's all good. It's all love as we rise in love with you. We must understand our true potential, period. And understand, my mission is to make you also understand your true potential and to free yourself from the slavery of your own mind. Your own mind is something. Don't believe your mind. Your mind just goes on whatever experiences that it had in the past, and it connects the dots through those experiences. But it doesn't mean that it's the truth. The truth is love, and the love is your soul. And that's how we rise in love with you. That's how we rise in love with ourselves. By learning the trueness of love and that love soul, this body is only temporary. Our soul is residing in this body. And the mind is part of the body. The soul is always there at the present and is going nowhere. The soul is what just continues on forever and ever in this ether, in the atmosphere. That's what resides in you. For some reason, your soul took a residence in this body that is on a mission to fulfill its purpose in this life, in this walk on this planet. So that's what Rise in Love with You is about. It's about getting back to that natural source of love, which is the soul. And I'm going to do that by sharing inspiration that for everybody to embrace their natural power, which is the soul, regardless of your current circumstances, which is this body that you're living in right now. Does that make sense? All right. So the next question I have for you is, are you happy with your present situation? Your present situation is whatever you're going through in this body, which is not you. You get me? You following me? This present body is just a place that you reside in. Your soul is inside in a deep down place, which is you, which is love. Okay? But are you happy with your current situation? And why or why not? So if not, have you thought about how you're going to change it? And what you are going to do to change it? Okay, so keep that in mind. And I'm going to just give you some hints right now, or tips, as we discuss this, on how to help that, facilitate that change. So, and I'm going to speak to you right now about belief. What do you believe about yourself? Do you believe that you can live the life that you want? Do you believe that you are an amazing person, an amazing human being with an even more amazing soul? Do you believe that life is meant to be lived in abundance? Or do you believe that poverty is just your way and that there's no way in changing it? Now, whatever you believe is just what you believe, okay? These beliefs come from somewhere. which is fabricated. It comes from the way you were raised, who you were raised by, and things that you've experienced. So think about the role models that you had in your life from a very young age, and what did they believe? And make the connection. Is what they believed about you what you believe today? Do you get make the connection now? So in order to change your circumstances, change the way that you believe. Change what you believe in, excuse me. Because what you believe in then trickles over into the decisions that you make. You following me now? And every decision that you have made has molded your life to this day. You follow me now? So get to the root of your belief system. Anything that you do not, anything that does not serve you purpose or serve you is productive, makes, excuse me, anything that is unproductive in your life, get rid of it. Write it down now and flip it. So if you're somebody that spends too much money, you don't have a sense of financial skills or, you know, you don't have that. So instead of saying, I'm somebody that does not know how to manage money, you flip it around and say, I manage money extremely well. And then you write that down, I manage money extremely well, and you look over this twice, at least twice a day, first thing in the morning and the last thing at night. Why? Because that's when the mind takes in information to the subconscious. And a subconscious mind is where everything resides, your beliefs and the way that you act today, which therefore trickles over to your decision-making. So the whole point in changing your life is getting to this mind, as I mentioned earlier, and retraining it. And the way that we retrain it is with positive affirmations. That's what it's called, affirmations. Writing that sentence down. I manage money very well. I'm using that as an example. But anything that you do not like, write it out and then flip it on the other side and repeat it to yourself daily, one first thing in the morning, last thing at night, and whenever else throughout the day that you want to say it. But make sure you do it in the morning and at night, because, again, that's when it's more powerful. That's when it's just more powerful to train your mind into basically, sorry, my mind just went a little bit. Because I'm just, like, on a roll. But I'm going to see if I can open up these lines as I conclude what we talked about today. I just gave you a bit of background of who I am, what I went through, what love is, the mind, and retraining the mind and how you think about yourself. And if you have any more questions, as, again, this is just an introduction, you can find me on DeonnaDessa.com, Facebook, DeonnaDessa, DionnaEDessa. Thank you so much for joining me on Rise in Love with you. I am DeonnaDessa, and thank you so much. Rise in Love.